All right, it is 8:36. It's KHUM, and joining me here in the studio, we've got Carolyn Williams, member of Humboldt Pride. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You bet. So coming up pretty soon, June 8th, 5 p.m., at the Native Forum at HSU, it's going to be the film Jen Silent.
Yeah, it's a really interesting film. It's about gay, lesbian, transgender people who are needing to go back into the closet as they're aging and going into care homes or having private home healthcare workers come in, either because they're disabled or ill or just general aging. And these care workers are discriminating against them, either by saying it's not too late to repent or in general just not providing the care that these people need. So the people who fought for our rights are now needing to go back in and hide because it's not safe for them to be out despite all the work they've done in the past 40 years.
So how common is this?
It's incredibly common. Social workers report that it's happening on a daily basis. Which makes sense because this is a population that tends not to be in contact with their family, if they have any, extended members, or adult children, if they even have children at all. So these are people who normally either they only have themselves or their partners, and they need to rely on these healthcare systems that we have, and workers are mistreating them because of their life choices.
So basically, in order to get the care that they need, they've got to basically reverse a lifetime.
Yes, exactly.
That's amazing. This is one of those things that, I was completely unaware of. These kind of things, this is why these documentaries are so important. There are things that happen, all over the world that we're just completely blind to until someone shines a light on it.
Yes, exactly. And this is something that it makes sense, especially with the baby boomer generation.
Well, especially in this day and age, it just seems, everything seems to be moving towards, acceptance and equality. And, even very red states are starting to say, okay, maybe marriage equality is an okay thing. And, but this seems to be a huge step backwards.
It is. It really is. And it's a problem, and especially the youth don't know. They don't talk to their elders, especially the people who fought for our rights. That's a big problem with the LGBT community, is that there's very little communication between the people who've been out 40 years and the people who have only been out a couple months or not at all, and it's just a big communication problem.
So you were saying this is common. Is there data as to what percentage of nursing homes are like this?
I believe it's in the film. It's a problem, and social workers have been reporting it. And it was significant enough that there's been this documentary made, and then there was also another one recently made about people who came out later in life too. So, and that was also mentioned in it, but I don't remember that documentary's name.
Well, this one again is called Jen Silent. It was done by Stu Maddox back in 2010, and it's going to be showing again June 8th, 5 p.m. at the Native Forum at Humboldt State University. It's being presented by Area 1 Aging, Humboldt Pride, and the HSU Department of Social Work. Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
Fantastic. And how long is the film? Do you know?
It's going to be 2 hours or so, and then there's a discussion afterwards.
That should be fantastic. Now, for those who aren't aware of where the Native Forum is at HSU, do you know?
BSS building.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I think I've been there
first
before.
Floor.
It's kind of way up on the hill.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Okay, BSS building, first floor. And if not, go to Humboldt State, get one of those maps.
Yes.
And find it. I've worked there for over 5 years. I still can't find stuff. So, it can be tough. It's a geographically large campus with lots of hills. In fact, the HSU, I think some people say, stands for Hills and Stairs University. So, anyway, this is a very important film. And do you know how many people the forum holds?
I do not know, but I'm sure we'll have plenty of capacity for anyone who wants to come.
Alrighty. Well, this is quite an important film, and it's great that there's going to be a discussion afterwards, because that's important.
And it's needed in Humboldt County, because we are an aging population.
Absolutely. Well, again, this is just one of those things that I was completely unaware of. There is our elder generation, fought for rights, and here they are into their golden years, and it's like, okay, now we've got to revoke those rights.
It's an extreme injustice.
Completely. Is there a way to get tickets in advance, or you just get them at the door?
You just get them at the door.
Okay. Again, it is coming up on June 8th, 5 p.m., the Native Forum at Humboldt State University. It's $8 general, $5 for elders. What is an elder?
I believe they're going with 65 and up.
Okay. That works for me. And you said parking is free?
Yes, parking is free at HSU.
Fantastic. Alrighty. Is there anything else that we neglected to touch on about this?
I don't think so. Thank you very, very much for having us.
Alrighty. Carolyn Williams, thanks for bringing it to our attention.
Yes, thank you.
Hope you have a full house. Again, the film is called, it's called Gen Silence, being presented by Area 1 Aging, Humboldt Pride, and Humboldt State University Department of Social Work, 5 p.m., June 8th, the Native Forum at Humboldt State University.